time now for the Saturday News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft Furniture. Today's WFIW WOKZ weather forecast calling for cloudy skies with a high near 78. I'm Jeremy Smith reporting the news. Our lead story. Village of West Salem officials say the boil order that was in effect for all residents on North Union Street north of School Street, including those north of the Lancaster Blacktop, all residents on Hillcrest Drive, and all residents on the Lancaster Blacktop east of North Broadway Street has been lifted. Customers in those areas no longer have to boil water to be used for human consumption, as water samples taken have passed inspection. More news after this.
Built on dedication, Graver Post Buildings has earned the trust of thousands throughout the heartland. A major leader in the post frame industry, you can turn to us for advice, best price, and most durable, long-lasting products and buildings in the country. Buildings for agriculture, commercial, residential, and even new roofs. We have the staff, crews, and supplies to handle your project. Turn to Graver Post, a tradition for over 45 years. Call us today at 800-264-5013. Visit us online at graverpost.com or drop by our showroom near Odin, Indiana.
At the end of a hospital stay, families are often faced with difficult decisions about their loved ones needing skilled rehabilitation care. Regardless of where your loved one's hospital is, the Transitional Care Rehab Program at Hamilton Memorial Hospital can help. Our skilled rehab and nursing care can provide twice daily physical and occupational therapies, daily access to providers, and private bed and bathrooms, all right here close to your family's home. If you're faced with care decisions, ask your loved one's care planner about Hamilton Memorial Hospital Transitional Care Rehabilitation or call 643-5824.
And now the rest of the news. This week, Wayne County Sheriff Mike Everett received donations totaling $10,000 to be used by the department to help purchase new body armor vests and tasers. Making the donations are Brian and Barbara Williams, the Fairfield VFW Post 4535, and the Fairfield American Legion Post 176. Today's winning Fall Fun Fest button numbers are 455 and 263. Winners will receive $100 in chamber bucks sponsored by Fairfield Banking Company and People's National Bank. Winners can take their buttons to McDowell, Kinshelow, and Jessup to claim their prize. Wayne County Health Department has been notified of 7 new positive cases of COVID-19 in the last 24 hours in Wayne County residents. A male in his 30s, 3 females in their 50s, a female in her 60s, and 2 males in their 60s. To date, there have been 343 lab-confirmed positive cases of COVID-19 in Wayne County. 9 people who were positive lab-confirmed cases have passed away. 6 people are currently hospitalized. 59 are currently isolating at home, and 269 people have recovered. Note that the Wayne County Health Department currently has a number of probable cases that are already in process of contact tracing. A probable case may mean that they are a close contact of a lab-confirmed positive COVID-19 person and may be exhibiting COVID-19-like symptoms. Or a probable case could be someone who had a positive rapid antigen test completed. However, the state lab results from a confirmatory PCR test have yet to be received. These are just 2 examples of what could qualify someone as a probable case. Wayne County Health Department officials continue to investigate each case, ensuring the isolation of the positive patient. In addition, Wayne County Health Department places close contacts that have had any exposure to the positive patient on quarantine for a minimum of 14 days. This would allow for symptoms to develop and pass without posing risk to others. If you're contacted by public health officials, please respond promptly. Close contacts may include individuals living in the same household as a sick person with COVID-19, caring for a sick person with COVID-19, being within 6 feet of a sick person with COVID-19 for about 15 minutes, or being in direct contact with secretions from a sick person with COVID-19, like being coughed on, kissing, or sharing utensils or drinks. As a precaution, if an individual has been tested for COVID-19, it's advised that they self-quarantine until their test results are received. If the test result is positive, that person will then be contacted by the Wayne County Health Department. The number of cases can be reduced by adhering to the Restore Illinois recommendations, including wearing a mask, washing hands frequently, disinfecting commonly touched surfaces, and maintaining social distancing of at least 6 feet from others. The public is asked to follow and share trusted sources of information on COVID-19. The spread of incorrect information during these disease outbreaks can lead people to take actions which may not be beneficial to their health or the health of others. Please refer to trusted sources such as our Facebook page, the Illinois Department of Public Health, and the CDC. The Illinois Department of Public Health has established a 24-hour COVID-19 hotline at 1-800-889-3931. The Illinois Department of Public Health reported Friday night 2,818 new confirmed cases of COVID-19 in the state, including 35 additional confirmed deaths. Coles County had one female in her 90s, Cook County, a male in his 40s, a female in her 60s, one male in his 60s, two males in their 70s, two females in their 80s, and three males in their 80s. In DuPage County, one male in his 60s and a male in his 70s. From Ford County, one male in his 90s. Lake County, a female over the age of 100. Logan County, a female in her 50s. Macon County, a male in his 80s. Marion County, one female in her 90s. Marshall County, one female in her 90s. McLean County, one male in his 50s and a female in her 70s. Monroe County had a female in her 90s. Sangamon County, one male in his 60s and a male in his 80s. St. Clair County, one female in her 80s and a female in her 90s. Tazewell County, one female in her 60s, a male in his 70s, and two males in their 80s. Warren County had one female in her 80s, one female in her 70s for Wayne County. Will County, one male 60s, one male 90s, and Williamson County had one male in his 70s. Currently, IDPH is reporting a total of 313,518 cases, including 8,945 deaths in 102 counties in Illinois. The age of cases ranged from younger than 1 to older than 100. The preliminary 7-day statewide positivity for cases as a percentage of total tests from October 2nd through the 8th is 3.8%. Within the past 24 hours, laboratories have reported 71,599 specimens for a total of 6,177,379. As of last night, 1,812 people in Illinois were reported to be in hospital with COVID-19. Of those, 395 patients were in the ICU and 153 patients were on ventilators. Following guidance from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, IDPH is now reporting separately both confirmed and probable cases as well as deaths on its website. Reporting probable cases will show the potential burden of COVID-19 illness and efficacy of population-based non-pharmaceutical interventions. IDPH will update this data once a week. All data are provisional and will change. In order to rapidly report COVID-19 information to the public, data are being reported in real time. Information is constantly being entered into an electronic system, and the number of cases and deaths can change as additional information is gathered. For health questions about COVID-19, call the hotline at 1-800-889-3931 or email dph.sick@illinois.gov. The Illinois Department of Public Health has placed 26 counties at the warning level for coronavirus for the coming week. Clinton and Fayette counties are repeating, while Effingham, Jefferson, and Clay counties rejoin the list. Washington County is being removed. All the counties have positivity rates of over 8% for the prior week, and other signs the number of COVID-19 cases are increasing. Marion County's positivity rate has increased to 7.1%. Clay County now has the highest positivity rate in the region at 13.4%. Clinton County's rate for last week is 12.3%. Jefferson County jumped to 10.5%. Fayette County is at 10.4%. And Effingham County rejoins the list with an 8.3% weekly positivity rate. The lowest rates in the region are Washington County at 7.6 and Wayne County at 2.9. The new statewide positivity rate for the past 7 days has jumped to 3.8%. The Metro East region has dropped to 5.8%, and the Southern Illinois region has increased to 7%. Meanwhile, the Eastern Central Illinois weekly positivity rate is at 6.7%, excluding Champaign County. Governor J.B. Pritzker says he's feeling well as he finishes out the last few days of his quarantine. After a staff member tested positive for the coronavirus, the governor began a 14-day quarantine. He says his health is good.
I've been tested over the last, it's been about 10 days now in quarantine, I believe. And I've been tested twice during that time period, and both tests came back negative.
Other close contacts have been isolating and getting tested as well. And the river stages as of this morning. The Little Wabash east of Fairfield stands at 4.08 feet below the 17-foot flood stage. Meanwhile, the Skillet Fork at Wayne City has a reading of 4.84 feet with a flood stage of 15 foot. The Little Wabash below Clay City is at 3.89 feet with an 18-foot flood stage. And elsewhere in the region, Bonpaw Creek at Browns reads 0.65 feet. The Little Wabash at Main Street in Carmi reads 3.23 feet. And the Wabash River at Mount Carmel sets at 2.51 feet. That's a look at news. Area deaths are next.
Others have come and gone in the past 70 years, but our dedication to superior service and free delivery has helped us thrive for four generations at Rush Appliance in Fairfield and Carmi. We deliver our quality products for free, and then if you ever call us for service, we're in your driveway almost before you hang up your phone. This is Sean Rush inviting you to manage your home the way you want, easier, faster, and smarter with Rush Appliance and Furniture Company in downtown Fairfield and Carmi.
Are you stressing about where money will come from in the future? Come into Trust Bank and they can help. They have retirement plans, investment accounts, health savings accounts, and more. Call them today at 618-395-4311 or stop by their Sisney branch at 401 Park Street for more information. Trust Bank, growing prosperity together. Member FDIC.
Area deaths brought to you by Nell's Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nell's Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 66-year-old Fairfield resident Glenn Allen Bora died on Wednesday, October 7th. Glenn Bora is survived by his wife Jennifer, brother William, children Charlotte Rogers and Samuel Bora, and several grandchildren. Services for Glenn Bora will be held at 3 p.m. on Tuesday, October 13th at Maple Hill Cemetery. Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. 86-year-old Fairfield resident Phyllis J. Scott died on Wednesday, October 7th. Phyllis Scott is survived by children Brad Hallam and Denise Elliott, three grandchildren, and one great-granddaughter. Per her request, a private service for Phyllis Scott will be held and her body will be cremated. Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. 66-year-old Fairfield resident Donna Louise Scott died on Thursday, October 8. Donna Scott is survived by her mother, Ethel Powell, and sister, Marcia Stinnett. Private services for Donna Scott will be held at a later date. Memorials may be made to the family. Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. 70-year-old Keene's resident Beverly K. Rush died on Wednesday, October 7th. Beverly Rush is survived by her husband, William, and three children. Per Beverly Rush's wishes, her body was cremated and a memorial service will be held at a later date. Memorials may be made to the Keene's Missionary Baptist Church. Young Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. 87-year-old Shirley Ann Finley of Flora, and formerly of St. Elmo, died early Friday morning on October 9th at Flora Gardens Care Center. Arrangements are pending and in the care of Frank and Bright Funeral Home. 101-year-old Pearl Young of Flora died on Friday morning, October 9th, at Flora Gardens Care Center. Arrangements are pending and in the care of Frank and Bright Funeral Home in Flora. And 82-year-old Fairfield resident Marjorie D. Baker died at 1:55 a.m. on Friday, October 9th at Fairfield Memorial Hospital. She was a cook for Northside Grade School for 20 years. Marjorie Baker is survived by her husband, Doug Baker, of Fairfield, four sons, Brad Baker of Enterprise, Alabama, and Steve Baker, Kent Baker, and Jeff Baker, all of Fairfield, two daughters, Kathy Hagel of Fairhope, Alabama, and Sherry Lichtenberger of Jerseyville, Illinois, as well as 11 grandchildren and 13 great-grandchildren. She was preceded in death by her parents. Funeral services for Marjorie Baker will be at 2 p.m. on Monday, October 12th, at the Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield, with burial in Maple Hill Cemetery. Visitation will be from 12 p.m. until time of the service. The family has requested all visitors to wear a mask and follow social distancing guidelines. Memorials may be made to the Wayne County Humane Society and will be accepted at Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home, which is in charge of the arrangements. And as a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at our website, WFIWradio.com. Again, today's WFIWWOKZ weather forecast calling for cloudy skies with a high near 78. I'm Jeremy Smith, reporting the news.
You saved, you scrimped, and finally that hot new car is yours and you're in love. Just make sure she's insured with the best auto coverage you can find. Talk to your local Pekin insurance agent about complete auto coverage, and don't forget to ask about the variety of discounts available for your sweet ride. Request a quote at PekinInsurance.com. In Flora and Sisney, contact Bill Atwood at 662-7000 and put their Beyond the Expected service to work for you.
Connecting rural communities since 1952, Wabash Communications has committed to keeping you connected, providing broadband services even in remote areas, like high-speed fiber-optic internet with speeds up to 1 gig, unlimited local and long-distance voice services, and crystal-clear video picture and sound, along with other additional benefits. We strive to connect one town to another. We didn't create the communities in rural Illinois. We just helped connect them. Service speeds and availability will depend on location. Certain restrictions may apply. Contact us for complete details.
Here is a look at the weather forecast for today. Cloudy skies, looking at a high of about 79. Again, we're seeing the clouds from Delta here. It's going to remain that way over the next, even for today and tomorrow. Tonight, a 30% chance of showers. National Weather Service saying that's mainly going to be during the overnight, cloudy with a low of 63. Sunday, a 30% chance of showers. Mostly cloudy, calling for a high of 79. And then Columbus Day on Monday, just a slight chance of showers. Otherwise, mostly sunny, high of 77. Tuesday, sunny, high of 76. Wednesday, sunny, will be cooler, high of 73. And then Thursday, mostly sunny with a forecast high of 70. Yesterday's high in Fairfield was 83. Our low this morning was 58. And currently in Fairfield, underneath, I will say overcast skies out there it is. Cloudy, so we'll say cloudy, overcast, that range. It is right now 63 here in Fairfield.